Tori Malatia, what does Rodan Public Radio's acquisition of WUMD mean for the listeners of Rodan Public Radio?
For our listeners, it means that in time, not right away, but in about a year from now, you'll be able to hear us on 89.3 FM very clearly in the major population centers of Rhode Island. We'll still be on 88.1 and 91.5 and 102.7 in South County. But it will mean improved listening, certainly excellent in car listening, but also excellent in home listening. In a lot of areas, we haven't been able to reach very successfully with the current trio of stations that we operate on. It means better listening and for more people. This is an important thing for us institutionally in a way that maybe not a lot of people know about. We own 102.7 FM. Of the three signals that we currently broadcast on, 88.1, 91.5, and 102.7, we own only one of those. I mean, we need to be permanent. If we're going to be here and we're going to be part of this community and we're going to be invested as the source of public service journalism for years to come, we need to kind of lay a column in the building here that's holding it up. And yes, of course, we can broadcast on other frequencies as well that we can lease space on. That's all great. But ultimately, what matters is whether we are here and we are permanent.
What were the terms of this acquisition?
We decided that we would approach University of Massachusetts Dartmouth and talk about this in terms of a collaboration. So, yes, there's a purchase price. It's $1.5 million for the license. There's another $1 million in cost that will be required to move the station from North Dartmouth into Rhode Island. It's going to be on the very tall tower in Tiverton. But there's also commitments to collaborate very closely with the university on a number of things. We've got to develop a really meaningful digital infrastructure here at Rhode Island Public Radio. There is a lot of opportunity working with the faculty and students at University of Massachusetts Dartmouth to help us think through some of these projects and make these projects come to light. They end up with service learning opportunities, and we have the ability to draw on that talent. There will be some internships for students at University of Massachusetts Dartmouth that will be made available here at Rhode Island Public Radio.
How will the acquisition of WUMD change the size of Rhode Island Public Radio's audience?
One attracts audience based on compelling content, so I think it's easier to talk about the amount of people who are exposed to the signal. Whether they choose to listen to it or not, that would be up to how good we are. But it about doubles it. Right now, we reach about 700,000 population with 88.1, 91.5, and 102.7 combined. When this is added to the mix, we go to about 1.4 million. That includes some people in the South Coast who currently receive WUMD's signal. They'll continue to receive that signal, and they're added to our population of people that we're serving. It also adds 350,000 potential listeners in Rhode Island that we've never been able to attract. So it's going to be a significant change.
The newsroom at Rhode Island Public Radio has not traditionally covered news from Massachusetts, including southeastern Massachusetts, Fall River, and New Bedford, although we have featured reports and coverage of that area through WBUR based in Boston. Does the acquisition of WUMD mean that the Rhode Island Public Radio newsroom will change its orientation and begin covering news out of southeastern Massachusetts?
This is the first step in growth for our institution, but it's only the beginning. So there will be a campaign that is going to be launched by the board to pay for this acquisition, but also to invest in our digital infrastructure and also to invest in our reporters so that we have more reporters to cover more of the community. We should be out in communities listening to people and capturing stories firsthand, enterprising them, as we say in journalistic circles, meaning starting them. And you do that by being present in communities and doing that. So yes, I think we have a responsibility to cover our entire coverage area, and that's Rhode Island, no question, but it also includes the South Coast. At first, that's going to be very hard because we have a small reporting staff. I mean, I'm dreaming here, right? I'm talking about the future. So how is that accomplished? Again, in this collaboration with University of Massachusetts Dartmouth, we have an arrangement with the journalism program and with the Public Policy Center, which studies the economics of the area and as well as the social changes in the area of the South Coast, to help us with some of that reporting at first, being able to work with them as a way to actually build some muscle into our reporting capabilities, thanks to the talent that's already there and to the knowledge that's there, because University of Massachusetts Dartmouth has been very much a part of the South Coast community for a long time. They know it well.
Is there a downside for the listeners of WUMD in this acquisition? Will there be a loss in terms of no longer being able to get programs that they have enjoyed following?
Well, all of the schedule of WUMD will be available online as an internet station. There was a time when talking about an internet station was, you know, to talk about something that it was nice and maybe a curiosity, but actually it's becoming increasingly the way people are listening to radio. When one thinks of KEXP, even in Chicago, Radio DePaul, which is a student-run station very much like WUMD, totally unknown. It was a closed-circuit station that could only be heard on campus through the electrical system. Radio DePaul is now a very successful, internationally known internet radio station.
One final question. Does this acquisition end Rodan Public Radio's efforts to expand its signal throughout Rodan?
No, this doesn't do the whole trick. And actually, when you think about other states, for example, Connecticut, or there's Connecticut Public Radio. Connecticut Public Radio has a couple of main primary stations and then many smaller repeater stations to cover the territory of the state. Same with New Hampshire, same as in Maine and Vermont. But I think that what we have been doing here is trying to get into the position where we have those primary signals, and then we can fill in where is necessary. We don't know exactly how far this is going to go. There will be areas that still need service, and we're going to have to find out what those areas are. But we're now in a place where we can fill those areas in with smaller stations that are actually easier to acquire and easier to maintain, that will allow us to be truly a statewide service. This is the beginning of a process, not the end, but it's a big step forward. It's going to make a huge difference. It's also a commitment on our part to make sure that we're building journalism, public service journalism, by building the reporting pool, building our talent here, and building new content that is going to be meaningful and resonant with all of Rhode Island and the South Coast.
Rhode Island Public Radio General Manager Tori Malatia, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thanks again.